Hi guys! Today I am going to be discussing an issue that I have been having, which is maintaining a friendship. I have missed the signs of a good friendship, and today we are going to talk about that. Welcome to Empowering Motherless Daughters, where we get to change, grow, and heal. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. And thank you for rating this podcast so other people can see it. When you rate the podcast, it becomes more visible. So wherever you listen to this podcast, I want you to rate it. Give it a 5-star so other people can get to listen to it too. Let's get into the topic for the day, which is my struggle with friendship. It has been very hard for me. And I started researching about this because till this day, I miss the signs of a good friendship. I really do. I think that is because a default of mine, I have several defaults, believe it or not, and that is, the first one is self-sabotaging. I destroy relationships before they even start because I write scripts in my head based on my insecurities from my childhood, from not being validated, from not being loved, from not having a role model of what it means to be a friend, what it looks like to be a friend. So from that, I went out in the world trying to be a friend, but not having an image of what it is. So I messed up relationships. I self-sabotage relationships before they start. My second default is self-pity. I pity myself all the time. Something went wrong. Woo-woo me, woo-woo me, woo-woo me. Woo-woo me, woo-woo me. I made it all about me. And my third thing is I don't know how to accept love. It feels very strange to me, very strange, weird. It's just very weird. So I push people away because I think that they are weird for being affectionate to me, for showing love to me. I judge them. I did. So when I was researching, and from reading, I realized that this has been an ongoing thing for me. I have destroyed so many good friendships. I really have. One day I was at work and this lady came to me, and I was working at Bank of America at the time. And she said, you know, I like you. You're a cool girl. She was like, you and I have so much in common. And I think she was trying to bond with me in that moment. Let me tell you what I said. I was like, you and I have nothing in common. I don't favor you. Guys, she's never done anything to me. That girl has never done anything to me. As a matter of fact, she went out of her way to talk to me all the time. And that was the comment I had for her. Can you believe that? She never did anything to me. That is just to give you an idea of how much I missed signs of someone trying to establish a friendship. Because I didn't know what it looked like. Another example is I had a friend and we went to high school together. She always loved to hang out And this girl worked at Gap. If she goes to the store, she sees something nice, she will buy it for me, guys. She will go to Coach store and buy me like a wallet, different things like that. She did not have to, but she did. And I have never bought her a thing in my life. I was always the one receiving, never bought her anything. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is this. One day, it was at night, it was on a Saturday night, she came from a wedding, she was talking to me on the phone, she called me, she could not wait to have a conversation with me about her day, but something happened to her during the day. While she was at the wedding, she collapsed, and so she was trying to tell me all about this. Guys, when I tell you I was not present, I had the phone, I was holding it to my ear. I was listening, but I wasn't present because she was like, Zainab, I just said something to you. Something so bad happened to me and you didn't even respond. Guys, I didn't respond. I was like, I don't know what was wrong with me. I was like 20 years old at the time. And I just was like, I never responded. I never followed up. I was just in my own world. Guys. And this was someone, she and her family have been good to me. And that was how I repaid her. Another example is, I had a friend in Philly. Girl would do my hair for free. She wouldn't even charge me. She would buy me stuff. She wanna cook, introduce me to her mama. Her mama wanna cook, took me to her church, all that good stuff. She got in a fight, and it wasn't her that started the fight. We were all there. It was in church. We were eating, and she had an issue with a couple of girls. I don't really know them, but she had the issue with them, and somehow one of the girls hit her, and she got in a fight with them. Let me tell you how awful I was. This was about 10 years ago. Please don't judge me. I am working on me, but I'm just going to tell you. Instead of me looking out for my friend, do you know what I did? I got in my car and I walked away from the whole thing. And I was mad at her for getting in a fight that she could not have prevented even if she wanted to. And because of that, I did not talk to her for a couple of months. Because I was mad at her for getting in a fight and embarrassing me. How horrible of me. Didn't even check on her to make sure she was okay. I just went in my car, drove home, and didn't even care about my friend that had done so much for me. Another example, this is the last one I'm gonna give you. In 2015, I had a friend that came into my life. This girl came into my life, always wanted to hang out, want us to go grocery shopping, want us to go to the mall, want us to do this, do that. She was very affectionate, very loving, opened up her home to me and everything. And guess what I thought of her? I thought she was the devil. I was like, this girl is weird. Why she always want to hang out? Why she always want us to do stuff? Why she always want to talk to me? Why she always want to be around me? She's so weird. She's the devil. I kid you not. And you know why I'm telling you this? Because these are the things I've experienced, and these are the signs that I missed of a good friendship. And this is how I destroy friendships, because I write scripts in my head. I self-pity, I self-sabotage, I make things all about me. I have a hard time receiving love, just pushing people away. Did not know how to open up, did not know how to be vulnerable. People would tell me all about their lives. And yet, I did not know how to be vulnerable. But I wanted them to be committed to me. I wanted them to love me. But when they did, I did not know what to do with it. It's okay to be vulnerable sometimes. People just have to earn your vulnerability. I just have to say that. And I felt like these girls, they did earn my vulnerability. Because they were nothing but nice to me. Till this day, I don't know one bad thing that anyone has ever said that any of these girls have said about me. But I was constantly judging them. I was not present. I was not there because I did not know that a friendship is both ways. It's not just me receiving it. I have to reciprocate. So when I went on this journey and I started learning, I started feeling bad. I started feeling really guilty because I'm like, I have not been a good friend to people that have been good to me. So I had to learn how to forgive myself. Because guys, I really have not. And during my research, I got this information from Bustle and BetterHelp. And they talked about some of the things that motherless daughters go through when it comes to friendship. And the first one is lack of boundary. Or if they don't have that, the second one is people pleasing. It's the same thing. Lack of boundary, people pleasing to me is the same thing. You know, that whole people pleasing thing, if you have not listened to that episode, I want you to go back and listen to that episode because I suffered from that and I'm trying to figure out how to not be a people pleaser. It's every day, it's like a fight to not do it. It's not something I wake up in the morning and I just don't do it. It's not an automatic thing for me yet. My automatic thing, my default is to please people because I want them to like me. So I'm learning how to not be that. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I want you to go back and check it out. But what motherless daughters experience in friendship is the feeling of not being good enough. Feeling like something is wrong with you. Feeling like you have to dim your light. You have to remain small to be liked. You know, feeling guilty for wanting more. Codependency issues. Withholding affection. I just told you about a friend. I withheld affection because I thought she was crazy for being so affectionate. I thought she was weird. You know, motherless daughters in friendship, they're passive aggressive. They're hypersensitive. They become emotional caretakers in friendship. And they don't know that that's not okay. Apparently, some motherless daughters feel competitive with other women. That, why? I don't know. I don't know where that competitiveness comes from. I have never experienced this. But, you know, that's just me. Some people may have, but I haven't. Self-sabotaging, I have. Being overly rigid or demanding. I can see the demanding part. Because I'm demanding things from people that I'm not giving them back. Makes no sense. And then sometimes some motherless daughters become depressed. They become depressed in friendships because they're not getting what they want or they don't know how to be a good friend. Another thing for me is I used to emotionally eat. When I have a breakup with a friend, I will eat. I love food, so it was like, so this is what I would do. I would eat that whole day. Eat. And then the night, I feel so sick and disgusted with myself. Then I would take like Ducalax, Colace, something like that to just help me go. Because I feel so sick and so disgusted with myself for eating. If you have experienced some of these things in friendships, or with a friend, please comment below. If you felt like you did not know how to be a friend to someone, or you may have been a really good friend to someone, but you tolerated all the nonsense, again, comment below. Share so we all kind of figure out, so we don't feel like we are alone. I don't want to feel like I am alone. You know, it's just really hard. So comment below so we can all talk about it and kind of shed some light into our issues and help each other out. Okay? So now I'm going to talk about 9 tips on how to be a good friend. And this is something that I am applying daily to my life, and I encourage you to do the same. If you want a solid relationship with anyone, you have to be that to yourself first and then to others. It cannot be a one-sided relationship, okay? Take it easy on yourself. So the first tip here is be real. Be you. Be the real you. Guess what? Someone is going to love you just the way you are. If you can be you, that is the best feeling in the world. And when someone accepts you for you, oh, that's so much better. Because then you don't have to hide, you don't have to be fake, you don't have to be false. Like, you are starting a friendship on a solid ground. You are real. That's the first thing. The second thing is be honest. You don't want to start a relationship on a lie. It will fall apart. You don't want to do that. And when someone finds out that you lied, they actually don't like that. Like, a lot of times it makes people walk away from you because they're like, oh my gosh, they thought all these things about you and it all happened to be a lie. People don't like that. So don't do that, okay? Number 3 is take an interest in the details of your friend's life by being a good listener. I give you my example of my friend that passed out and I did not hear the conversation. First I didn't hear it, and then when she repeated it, I had no reaction. I was just emotionally gone. I don't know what was going on with me. You don't want to be that. That's not fair to the person. They're being vulnerable. They're pouring their heart out to you. They want to talk about their day and you're not present. You're not taking an interest. That's not a good friend. Number 4, make time for your friends. Make time to go to lunch, to go to dinner, to do fun activities, to hang out. Yes, you have to water the friendship. You have to water the grass. It will not grow if you don't put time and effort into the friendship. It's your responsibility to help the relationship to grow. Number 5, keep their secrets. No one likes someone or a person that has a diarrhea mouth, that everything that is in their head, everything they know, just spills out. People don't like that, because we all want someone that exercises confidentiality. You don't want someone to disclose all of your personal information. So don't do that to your friend. Keep their secret, girl. Okay. Number 6, encourage your friend. If your friend says, you know what, I want to get a job as a manager, don't discourage them. Encourage them. You know, say, girl, how can I help you? Girl, you can do it. You know, if you feel like there's something that they can do to be better, tell them about it in a loving way. Encourage them. That would be so awesome. The friendship just blossoms. It just grows when you do that. Amazing. Number 7, be loyal to your friend. Guys, loyalty is so important. The worst feeling in the world is to be betrayed. It's a horrible feeling. So you don't want to do that. Be loyal to your friend. That means that you give them unconditional acceptance. Even when they make a mistake or they really screw up, you still continue to love them. You still continue to be a good friend. You know, don't judge them. Don't do what I did. When my friend got in a fight, I made it all about me and I started judging them. And I wasn't loyal to her. I was talking about her to one of the girls as I was walking downstairs. I was like, she's fighting. How dare she, gets in a fight. Oh my God, that was so terrible. Be better than me. Don't be like me. Number 8, be willing to work through conflicts. Guys, this is so big. It is so big for me because I saw conflict as the end of a relationship. I did not know. I'm just telling you the truth. I know some of you may know, but I did not know. I did not know that you can have a conflict with someone and still have a relationship with them. I thought once you and I have a disagreement, that's it. It's done. And I never worked on the friendship ever again. I'm just like, no. I don't know where I thought that the idea of resolving a conflict was bad. I don't know. I just never thought it was a good thing. I just walk away from the whole thing. How horrible. Number 9. Look out for your friend. Look out for your friend. Don't allow people to talk about her. Don't allow people to. This is what I think. If you have the audacity to come to me and talk to me about my friend in a negative way, that means that you don't respect me. I don't like that. So I have to address you. You should not be comfortable to come to me and talk badly about my friend. I am not okay with that. So if you come to me to talk about a friend, I will address it before it gets to that friend. That's what looking out for my friend means to me. I look out for them in their absence. They don't have to be present. Behind their back, I will make sure that no one treats them bad, no one disrespects them, no one talks about them, because they are my friend and it is my responsibility. That is what a good friend does. So these are the things that I've learned. And the truth is, I am trying to apply them every day. I am not an amazing friend right now, but I am working on it. I'm working on being a good friend. I'm working on being vulnerable. I'm working on opening up. I'm working on receiving love. I'm working on, just being a better version of myself. And that requires some vulnerability. Now, not everyone is going to get access to my vulnerability. You have to earn it. As a friend, you have to earn that. But I can't say that because I had a bad relationship with my mother, that all female relationships are going to be the same. That is not true. When you think that way, that's what's going to happen, because that is how you think. So it is it's a daily effort, a daily work to not think negatively, to not sabotage relationships, to not destroy them, and to not have a pity party because things don't go my way, or because I'm not the center of attention, or whatever the case may be. It's not an easy journey, but it is a journey that is doable. It is a journey that the outcome is going to be very positive for me. And I hope it is the same for you. I want you to think about some of the things that you have done and try to assess, what can I do differently? Write it down. get a, what is it, a 2x2? No, not a 2x2. A 4x4, like a note card. Get that and write down some of the mistakes that you have made as a friend because you did not know what it meant, what it means to be a friend. Write it down. When you write it down, I feel like it kind of like, it gives you an idea of what to work on. So write it down, put it somewhere far away so you don't have to see it. Or you can take it and flush it down the toilet, or you can burn it. When you do that, some of the bad characters that you may have had, you may have displayed as a friend, that means that you are throwing away that part of yourself that you no longer want to be. Write down some of the bad things you may have done. Like I said, burn it if you have to, so that you get access to the best version of you. It is okay that you made those mistakes, but that is not the end of you. The same for me. I want to receive love, so I have to open myself up to receive love. I want meaningful relationships with other females. Again, not because I didn't have a relationship with my mother means that I'm not going to have good friendships. I want that, and I'm going to work on me to get that. I'm going to open my heart up. I'm going to be vulnerable. Sometimes I may be vulnerable and the outcome is not positive. I'm still not going to close my heart. I will not do it. I will never close my heart. I don't care what happens. I will never close my heart, because when you close your heart, you are no longer living. And I cannot go through that. I cannot do that to myself. I believe in love. I believe in friendships. I believe in just being present, living. And for that reason, I will never close my heart. Never. And I want you to do the same. Let go of your past mistakes. Embrace your future. Because you deserve it. You are worth it. Until next time. I want you to be so good, so loving, so kind to you. And I also want you to join my Facebook group page called Empowering Motherless Daughters. We are going to do this together. I am not alone. I have you with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rating. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following me on Instagram. And thank you for being you.